whether you
Very
call
cool.
it a problem or not, it's a shako and the like. Yeah, I think that would be okay. Okay, so we are in Meleches Milabein, and the last thing we were talking about was the Teretz of the Ri. So the Ri held that any time something is clean, your non-violation of Shriyaso Zeu Kibuso, and therefore, when the Gemara says, for example, you could traverse a river in order to visit your Rebbe, that is mutter because, assuming your clothing wasn't stained, then it's okay. And we saw that the Rush adds that that's true, even though there's shachuras habeged. In other words, it's not stained, even though it's a little dirty just from wearing it. We saw as well that the Rashbam disagrees. We'll get to the Rashbam's theory a little bit later, but the Rashbam disagrees with the Ri. We asked what room is there for debate. If the Ri is matir when it's not cleaned at all, why would Rashbam disagree? If the Ri was makel and it's actually getting clean, why would he be makel? And we said perhaps it's limited to Shriya. And the like. Okay, so there's a question of how does the Tor paskin? What's the psak of the Tor? And this is a machlokas. The Beis Yosef is medayik that the Tor holds like, or at least is choshish for the Rashbam. The Tor in Shin Lamed Daled, Chaf Daled brings shitas Rashbam by Kiboy that you're not allowed to put water on the edge of your tablecloth. Your tablecloth is on fire because of achshash. Of Liban. The Torah in Shin Yud Tesef Yud also prohibits being Mesanein Mayim Tzlulim Besuder because of Kibbutz. In other words, we know that you're allowed to filter Mayim Tzlulim and you're allowed to eave it. So the question is, could you use a Suder? And the Torah says you may not because of Kibbutz. But one second, the Suder is clean. According to Ri, there should be no problem filtering your water with a Suder, says the Beis Yosef. You see from here that he holds like Rashbam. And according to Rashbam, this would not be a heter. That is because when you filter with the cloth, it would be Shriyaso Zeu Kibuso. So this is the Havana of the Beis Yosef of the Mishnah Berurah as well. It's Mishnah Berurah Shin Yud Tes, Sif Katan, Lamed Vav. The Magen Avraham, though, disagrees with the Beis Yosef and Mishnah Berurah, also the Gra. The Magen Avraham is Shin Yud Tes Sif Katan Yud Aleph. The Gra is Shin Yud Tes Sif Katan Tes Zayin. And they both hold no. The reason why the Torah is machmir by the Sudr is because of Achshash Shechita, because we're afraid that after you filter your water with your handkerchief, you'll squeeze it out. And that is the reason why it's Aser. But we can't see from here that the Torah holds like Rashbam. Now, the Gemara says that you can, though, filter wine, at least wine that's tzlulin with a sudr. Why is that? According to the Beis Yosef, that's because even Rashbam would agree. Wine does not clean. We don't say shriyasos kibuso with wine. What would the Magen Avraham say? Magen Avraham writes, that's because we're not choshesh that you're going to squeeze the wine out of the sudr. At least not to clean the Suder. So that's the halacha. Now, we also say, though, that it's mutter to filter water with a mishameres. So, though you can't filter it with a Suder, you could filter it with a mishameres. So the question is, why? The Magen Avraham says this shows that the Beis Yosef is wrong. Because if the Beis Yosef was right, then Mishameres would also be aser. If you hold like Rashbam, Mishameres is shayach to Meleches Kibbutz, so why should it be mutter? So the Beis Yosef himself asks this question, addresses this question, and he answers, yeah, but the Mishameres is omid lekach. So therefore it's mutter. Asks the Magen Avraham, who cares if it's omid lekach? In other words, Shriyaso Zeu Kibuso, this is something that shayach to Kibbutz. Mishameres is also some type of cloth, filter, whatever it is. So yes, it's omid lekach. It's not my handkerchief. It's a designated cloth water filter. But Lamaisa, if you held like Rashbam, it would be also, we should say, Shriyaso Zeu Kibuso. Just saying that it's Omid Lekach should not make it mutter. So that's why the Magen Avraham rejects the Beis Yosef. It is, no, it must be that it's Atzach Shash Shema Yischol. So for the Mishamaris, which is designated for this purpose, we're not afraid you're going to squeeze it out when you're done when it comes to the Seder. So, you know, when you're done filtering your water, you're going to want to squeeze it out so you can blow your nose or whatever else you do with your Seder. And therefore, it is Aser. So how in the world would we be Miyashev the Kasha of the Magen Avraham? How could the Magen Avraham, how could the Beis Yosef claim that even though we paskin, or at least the Torah paskins, like the Rashbam, that we say Shriyaso Zeo Kibuso for clean clothing, nevertheless, there's no Isser Shriya on a handkerchief, just because it's Omed Lakach. So Kivager is very bothered by this. It's also quoted by the Bir Halacha. He quotes an answer from the Shar Melech, Perek Chaf Beis Hilchos Shabbos, that Ze'iri, that's Matir, using the Mishameres to filter the water, must disagree with the Gemara in Zvachim that says we say Shriyaso Zeo Kibuso. In other words, basically, if you're going to paskin like Ze'iri, then you're not going to paskin Shriyaso Zeo Kibuso. Or if you paskin like Rafa, that Shriyaso Zeo Kibuso by water, then you're not going to paskin like Ze'iri. That's what Rikki Eger says to be Miyashiv, the Beis Yosef. The only problem is that if that's right, so then the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah were making a mistake by quoting it. Namely, they since they paskin that we do paskin like Rav and Zvachim, that Shriyaso Zeo Kibuso by water, they should not have paskin the din of Ze'iri that you could do filtration with a Mishameres. So this is it's a good yeshiv for the Gemara, but it's not a good, maybe for Rashbam, but it's not a good yeshiv for the Shulchan Aruch or the Torah. So that is why the Bir Halacha, again, the Bir Halacha is Shin Yod Tes Sif Yod Dibamascha Mishim Libun, does not like the Magen Avraham's answer. He says the Ikar is like the Beis Yosef, because the only way to defend the Magen Avraham is to basically say that the Torah missed the boat. So, if so, Hadra Koshel Adukta, why is it that Mishameres is Mutter, assuming you paskin like Rashbam? What's the logic of saying it's Omed Lakach? So here too, I think the Mahalach that we said before, last time, might help us out as well. Again, we asked last time, what in the world is the pshat of the Rashbam? If you're doing absolutely nothing, so then why is the Rashbam arguing? Who ever heard of a malacha that accomplishes nothing? In other words, if this is totally clean, and you put water on it, or even if it's not clean, but the Shriya accomplishes nothing, so then why in the world does the Rashbam aser it? So maybe the answer is that there is some type of marginal tikkun. We can't deny that. And that's why the Rashbam argues. And nevertheless, the re, you know, just as a mashal, like we said last time, there are lots of times when we clean things, we clean clothing that don't look dirty. Maybe because we're getting out the smelliness in the clothing, maybe just because small amounts of dirt are not nicker lion, though they would accumulate over time. That's why, you know, it's true that it's noticeably dirty if you wear it for one day. If you wore it for a week without washing, then it would be very noticeably dirty, even though, you know, it's only a marginal increase in dirt each time. The point is that the re is permitting it, not because there's absolutely nothing accomplished, but rather that when it comes to Shriya, which isn't full kibbutz, only Shriya, the preliminary stage to washing, then if it's visibly clean, or certainly if it's it's visibly free of stains, to be, I guess, a little more precise, so then that's why it's mutter, and that's what the Rashbam says is usher. Memela, if you have a mishameres, so the mishameres, which is omed lakach, is actually not doing anything, right? All day long, you are filtering water through this mishameres. So then the shriya that happens actually, in fact, does not accomplish anything at all, in which case Rashbam could agree. And that's exactly what the Beis Yosef is saying. Beis Yosef is saying, yeah, Rashbam agrees that when you have a cloth that's omed for shimur, for mishameres, so then it's not subject to the rule of shriyaso zehu kibuso. Yeah.
It's just because it's only the cop, so your Shriya is not going to accomplish anything, because you're just going to pour more.
Yeah, I mean, it's already been, You've already poured water through this five times today. Pouring water through it six times today is not going to even do this type of marginal cleaning. Omid l'kach. So that presumably mishamesh is mutter, because maybe, I don't know, maybe it wouldn't. Omid l'kach means it's always been used. In other words, when the Beis Yosef thinks we're mako from mishamesh, because omid l'kach, I'm saying, means it's even been used. It's not just the... Yeah, maybe. And achen hami. I don't know if it's a bad ukimta. You could try to say what I'm saying even a little further, which is that it's omed l'kach. This would be a little bit of, I guess, not you would avoid the ukimta, but maybe it's a little more of a chiddush for the Rashbam's shita by Libun, which is that even if theoretically there is something marginal which is accomplished, but since you don't care about it at all, it adds no value. So then, so that's why it's mutter. As opposed to the tablecloth, let's say. So when you pour water on a tablecloth, it is getting a little cleaner. Now, every after a Shabbos, you wash the tablecloth. So you never, ever, ever wash a mishameres, right? So therefore, we don't care about that shriya, even if theoretically something's happening. So
we have, is there a basis for us that start? We were confused about that point, like with respect to, let's say, kibbutz b'limayim. So you have a star of you're not machpid. So the rach as a lashon, since it's not a kibbutz dar.
Yeah,
so we didn't know what that meant, but even here, why it's kibbutz dar.
So it's a good question. In other words, I think that we will see. Not everybody agrees to every application of this farah, but we will see, I think, various places throughout the Malacha where different shitos employ a similar type of farah. So one example is here, the shita of the ri, that we're more mako when it comes to shriyas ozoki buso, if it's more or less clean. Another example might be with respect to shita, that in that sugya, whether it's in the Rishonim's rejecting Rashi's pshita that it's talking about dust, or even if you say it's talking about tal, why aren't we worried about the shita of the tal? And it's only a problem when it's new and black and makbid and the like. So yes, I think that there'll be that svara does come up. And the point is that these things are included in Malachas Kibbutz, though they're not naturally part of kibbutz, because of your kpeda, your kavana, and the like, and therefore they would be excluded perhaps without it. And that'll be even more clear when we get to the sheet of the Riva in just a moment.
Comment?
Well,
you don't care at all.
No, here it's only Shriya. When you're talking about the Mishameres, you don't have to go that far. Mishameres, it's only a Shaila. You're not washing it. You're not laundering it. You're just pouring water through it. It's only a Shriya Shaila. And in the case over there, of the chadav, that's also not, you're not like throwing it in a washing machine, you're just you're dusting it off, or you're shaking off the droplets of dew that fell on it.
Those would be the same level.
I'm not saying these are identical. I'm saying that different Rishonim invoke that svara in different contexts in Melachas Kibbutz.
Well, no,
I don't know if there's a rule. That's why you'll see different Rishonim say different things. But the concept, the idea, is, you know, makes sense. But I don't know if there's rules. As I said, this is debated. But according to the Reed, that's an application of this principle. And we're saying maybe even according to the Rashbam, there could be an application of this principle.
Which principle?
It's either a Malach HaShem or a Ruf or a Zebresha.
No, right. So that's exactly what they're saying. All these examples are, again, each one in its own right, are examples where basically we're not saying it's a psik resha because it's not kibbutz gamor. It's the context that makes it kibbutz. And therefore, when that context is absent, it's heter, as opposed to just saying it's still us or alt psik resha, right? That's basically what we're saying in all these cases.
Right, so it's hard to understand the building is getting clean. And Lemaisa, the Megid is getting clean. You just don't care about it because you...
Right, so again, what we're saying is because these things are not standard kibbutz. They all, it's sort of your kavana that brings it into the Malachas Kibbutz, that makes it part of kibbutz. And Memela, then when that kavana is absent, so then it's no longer part of kibbutz. And that's why we're not going to start saying psik resha and the like. Okay.
Comment?
Yes.
Another thing in favor of being able to use the Meshameris in terms of kibus is that it's any minute kibus which might happen is lo nichole, because it means the water is dirtier.
Okay, that's true. But it won't solve all the problems because we're generally machmir on psik resha de lo nichole. But yes, that could be another way to explain it. Good. Very nice. Okay. So at the end of the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef writes that there are a bunch of Rishonim that held like the Ri, as we pointed out last time. But oftentimes, anyway, things are going to be Aser. In other words, the Kulas that we'll get from the Ri are going to be Aser because of the Shash Shchita. Like, for example, the Gemara Kuf Yud Gimel Beis says, Pagaba Amasamayim. So that's a problem. Dilma Zimnin de Mitzvasan Mane Vasili de Schita. Another point which is relevant here in terms of understanding the Ri, and I think very much in keeping with the point that Meir was just mentioning, is if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Beis, Sifkat Mem Vav, he writes that if you're Machavein, Benesinas Maim Lachab, so then it's also even according to the Ri. It's Meduric that way in the Sefer Atruma. That's the view of the Al Yerabah. How come? In other words, if you're going to say the Pshat in the Ri is that Lamais, it's not doing anything because it's clean, so it's not accomplishing anything, so then you could have all the Kavan in your world. You still haven't done anything. And again, you'll say, and so Elamai, it is doing something. So then why isn't it Aser Al Psik Resha? Why was the Ri Matir? But again, according to the way we're explaining, then this din makes a lot of sense. Now, one of the places we're going to return to this question is that it is accomplishing something, but something negligible, something unimportant. And therefore, since it's not Iker Kibbutz, it's just Shriya, then we're Mako. But if you have Kavana, then that Kavana makes it part of Kibbutz. Okay. So, an interesting question where this comes up, but just maybe a similar application. We're going to see that. One of the big practical kibbutz shailas that comes up is contact lenses. We'll talk about why in, I don't know, maybe today or next time. The question is, can you soak your contact lenses in lens solution? As if you don't have dailies, you're supposed to do. Even if you do have dailies, if you're like taking a nap or something and you want to do that. So the Eliashiv makes the following argument. He thinks that contact lenses are going to be like leather. So leather, as we saw last time, soft leather, shriyasozeh, is not kibuso. Why are they like soft leather? So old-fashioned contacts were actually hard contacts. Like they're made out of glass, they were non-absorbent and the like. So nobody had any issues. That's why for a long time, after people started wearing contacts, nobody addressed this question because the contacts did not pose any problem. They're made out of glass or even like very hard plastic, there are no shilas. But like for the last, whatever it is, 10, 15, 20 years or so, I don't think anyone has hard contacts anymore. They use soft contact lenses. Soft contact lenses are absorbent. They are perhaps, as Rabbi Rubin argues in the back of, he has an essay on this, which you should all read. It's in the back of Orcho Shabbos. They're even more absorbent than soft leather and maybe as absorbent as a cloth. So it's obviously somewhat hard to measure that. There's a wide range of both, but they're particularly absorbent. So he thinks maybe they should be treated as a baguette. But Rav Eliezer says, no, even if you're going to treat them as or soft leather, but still, and soft leather, we don't say shriyusa zukibuso. Here where you've put, you know, soap in them, in other words, contact solution has cleansing agents. So then if you put shriyusa zukibuso with soft leather and soap would be aser. Just because we say soaking water, leather in water is mutter, who says you could soak leather in water and detergent? And therefore, the soft, the contact lenses is going to be a shy love. First of all, could we be somich on a re and say, yeah, my contacts are clean? Or do we say no? Because here you're machaving to clean them. In other words, it's true. You know, if you look at your contacts after wearing them for a day versus ones that were new or never cleaned or the like, you probably could not see the difference, right? I did experiment with this once. At least I couldn't tell the difference. I don't wear contacts. I used I drive my daughter crazy with her contacts, especially because I don't let her use the lens solution. But anyway, I couldn't tell the difference between dirty contacts and clean contacts. So maybe it should be okay. At least if you're willing to be somech haneri. And even though it's true, we're going to say the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't really be somech haneri. But many rishon, probably the Ikar Adin, we do hold of the re. So if there are other tzirufin, then maybe there's room for leniency. But on the other hand, you are machavin l'kach, right? I want my lenses cleaned. And likewise, that's the svar of Rav Eliashiv. He's saying, even if you're not going to treat it like cloth, you're going to treat it like leather. But when you've taken, just because we're makel for leather to soak them in water, but who says we would be makel to soak leather in detergent? And here, we're cleansing solution. Cleansing solution has three active ingredients, and one of them is cleaner, like, you know, soap more or less. And therefore, it should be a problem. So we're going to see, are there tzadim to be makel and what they are? But I'm just, once we have the re on our mind, so we could start thinking about this. Yes, I think on the Makoros I sent out, I gave you the tshuva from Rav Eliashiv. Rabbi Zilberman has a sefer that he likes a lot called Ein Abdolach, which are, it's a whole sefer on halachos of contact lenses. So if you want to see more on that, I think you could take it out from the library. Yes?
And maybe we'll come back to this, but it's so budget that you're not bothering the cop, they're putting them in solutions or you don't.
Excellent question. Yes, it is not pashut, and that might be a very good tzad l'hakel, but that's not a good, it's not an obvious tzad l'hakel, because l'maisa, you're using contact solutions, which has soap, or the equivalent.
You can't just put the lenses in water.
Not true. You could use saline solution. Saline solution is contact solution without cleanser in it. That's what actually Eliashiv says you should use. In other words, so it's not true. There isn't
the equivalent of like,
right. So you can't leave contacts out because then they wither and dry. You can't just put them in water because it's the wrong pH and it's bad for them. But you could use saline solution, which is basically contacts, the equivalent to just putting them in water. And you're choosing to use soap. So that's why it's not a pashut argument. Yeah.
For real, like, so is it pashut that answers soft leather just like it would?
It is not pashut. I don't think there's any raya. But it's mistaver, is what he's saying. Well, we were saying sort of two separate stadim to be made. We're saying, we considered, saying we're noting that they're not pashut. If you hold like the re, so then it should be mutter even if they're cloth, equivalent to cloth. And if you're going to say no, they should be treated like soft leather. So then it's okay regardless.
Right. And the Mishnah Berurah is from a body officer for the re. That makes more sense than to apply soft leather.
Yeah, no, they're two separate svar. The svar for soft leather is who told you, it's true, we know that soft leather, we don't say shiyasu kibuso, but we know soft leather shayach to kibus, if you're mashaf sheif, you're chayev for soft leather. Right. So who's to say that it's true if you add soap?
Yeah, I'm saying soft leather.
No, we're not saying machaveid. Because soft leather, maybe you are machaveid. There's that stain on it that you're pouring on to get it off. But the question is, but we've changed the things. In other words, is it right to assume that just because when you soak soft leather in water, it's mutter, that it's also mutter if it's soapy water? Now, There's, it's hard to prove it one way or the other because I don't think there's a raya lakan or lakan. So the tzadvi machmir is we can't be confident that it's mutter. Just because we're matir, water, well, when it's water and soap, that's is more effective at cleaning, right? There's no shaila that adding soap does add to the efficacy of the cleansing process, and therefore, who's to say it's mutter? Almost everybody's going to say you shouldn't be mashafshe for your contact lenses, as you might do during the week. But the question is, what about this? Okay, yeah. This is like everyone in this room has glasses on, so maybe this is the moot point. You're wearing not wearing contacts. Wow. I thought you were a mask.
Question? Yeah.
Yes, Gabe.
Just in terms of the tears, why would a person want to put it in a cleaning solution instead of the salt one?
We're going to talk about that, but the answer is to clean it. There are three things you're trying to accomplish when you use contact solution. Number one is disinfecting. That is probably not a halachic shaila. In other words, killing the bacteria or the like is not kibbutz. These are, it's not netilas neshama. So that's okay. So that's fine. And in fact, that is one of the reasons why if you look on the internet, they will warn you, don't use saline solution because they're worried about infection. They'll say it could cause blindness. It's very scary. But I did speak to, before I told my daughter to do it, several doctors who all assured me that, you know, if 6 nights a week you keep it in disinfecting solution and 1 night a week you put it in saline solution, that's safe. But everyone should ask their own doctors. I don't take any achrayas for infection or
why,
the like.
Why do they make saline solution?
Yeah, it's a good question. I did ask the question and I forgot what the answer was. I don't remember. I don't remember. I think some people have allergies to the regular contact solution. So that's why you use saline solution, but there are other problems with that. But you could still use it to wash it off, and then you do some type of other disinfectant. I don't remember. There's an answer to that question. I don't remember what it was. Not having ever worn contacts. Did that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So let's turn to the next terrace to this kasha. Again, the kasha was, why are you allowed to walk through a river if shriyasas el kibuso? So Rabbeinu Tam, this is quoted in the same Tosfos, Kuf Yud Aleph on the base, says, it's a Sefer Yasher as well, that this is derech lechloch, right? Nobody ever cleans their clothing by walking through a river while wearing their clothing. And therefore, it's okay. It's derech lechloch. Now, how could anyone disagree with Rabbeinu Tam? I mean, like, if you're in fact getting your clothing more dirty, so how could anyone see this as a problem? We know that there are chokim on Rabbeinu Tam, so what would that be? So I assume the answer is that you're also cleaning and you're also dirtying. Maybe it's, in other words, it's not obvious to say that they cancel each other out. So Rabbeinu Tam is saying a bit of a chiddush here, that since it's derech lechloch, then it is mutter. Now then, they quote that Rabbeinu Tam was matir the following. What do you do if you're holding a baby, for example, and there's some, we'll start with Meir Aglaim, we'll talk about so a little bit later, some Meir Aglaim that ends up on your shirt, and it's wet, it's tofeh ha-maflatfiyach, so you can't say brachos. What are you supposed to do? Very common question. We once had Shabbos guests over, and they went to somebody else's house for lunch. They were sleeping at our house, and they ate by us Friday night. They went to someone else, and they were holding their baby, and mamish kachave, they got Meir Aglaim on themselves, so they couldn't bench. So they came back to my house, and they had some more bread, so they could bench, and they benched at the bench in my house. So according to the Ri, There's a simple solution. There's a simple solution. You can you can wash your hands and then dry them on your shirt or suit or whatever it is. And that's going to be okay. We'll get back to in a moment that there's actually a little bit of a chiddush over here in terms of being mevatel meraglayim. We'll get back to that later. The point is that here you are being mevatel meraglayim, and therefore it's mutter. Now, there are, I think, first of all, there's two versions of what Rabbeinu Tam was matir. One version is, and depends a little bit on the gears of our Tosos, do you have the parentheses? And Beis Yosef himself brings down both possibilities. And it is basically two versions of Rabbeinu Tam in the end of the day. I guess we don't know which one is the real version, but one version is that all Rabbeinu Tam allowed was drying your hands on the shirt. So you wash your hands, and then I go to my shirt and I dry my hands on the shirt. The second is even more, is Rabbeinu Tam was matir litol yadeha al makom hameraglayim uvizehim is batlam. In other words, she actually washes her hands on top of the shirt or clothing that has the meraglayim on it. Now, obviously, that's a bigger chiddush in terms of kibbutz. It's a smaller chiddush in terms of bittul meraglayim, because for the first pshat, it's not at all clear that that is even effective in terms of being mevatel meraglayim, because other sources sound like you need a revius to be mevatel meraglayim. Here, you could easily have a revius, but obviously a bigger chiddush over here. Why would anyone have the havamina that that's mutter? Your mom is pouring water on a dirty shirt. Answer that, well, the Beis Yosef writes that it's not, you don't usually wash your clothing with shofchim. What shofchim? Used water, right? The truth is that nowadays environmentalists have this chap of using shofchim for kibbutz, like taking the waters from the showers in a hotel and then repurposing that for laundering. But in the Beis Yosef's time, so they weren't such environmentalists. Nobody would do laundry with shofchim, with used water. And therefore, it's going to be derech lichluch and possibly mutter, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Originally, the Beis Yosef, that was actually the correct version of Rabbeinu Tam. But then he concluded, the more limited version of Rabbeinu Tam, that it's only going to be mutter to dry your hands. And the like. Now, as I said, there's a chiddush in terms of the first pshat with respect to DNA tefillah, which we'll get back to. The question that we have to ask on, and it's, by the way, that's the one we accept. In other words, when the Ramah brings down Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ramah more or less accepts Rabbeinu Tam, he only allows drying your hands on the shirt, not washing your hands on top of the shirt. The question, though, is why is this mutter? After all, lemaisa, I am intending to clean the shirt, right? The shirt has meraglayim on it. That's not nice. Smelly, it's dirty. Nobody wants to wear clothing with urine on it. And now I'm using water to clean it. And shviyaso zeh kibuso. How in the world could Rabbeinu Tam possibly permit this? In other words, in the end of the day, it is addressing that issue. So we could sort of give two answers. Number one is it doesn't matter, because since it's derech lechloch, it's not the tzur of the melacha, it doesn't really matter. The second possibility, and maybe they're both true, is, and maybe you need both, is that no, that this is not kavana to clean. This is kavana levato, meaning to say the meraglayim is still going to be here, but for purposes of halacha, they are not going to prohibit me from saying brachos. And therefore, this is not kavana to launder, it's kavana for bittul. And that is not a problem. Now you'll say, well, if so, how does it work actually for the, how then does it permit me to daven if there's still meraglayim here? And the answer is that the way it's actually somewhat unclear, especially because the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Kriyishma points out that you need a revius. So the Magen Avraham gives the following cryptic answer. The Magen Avraham answers that since the Mei Raglayim aren't be'en, it's just tofech al-menas latfiach, and through the Mayim, it's also tofech latfiach, so therefore you could do bittul without a revius. Not clear what he means. Is he saying, like, first I thought it was like zev zeh goreim? The way the Machtas HaShekel says it is, the pshat is like this. It's not, you don't need a revius. I don't even think it's zev zeh goreim. The pshat is that, and you don't even need rov. In other words, let's imagine if halacha is that if your clothing, if there's meirag liam on your clothing, assuming it doesn't smell, and it's tofeach, but not tofeach al-menas latfiach, it's mutter, it's basically batel in the baguette. So let's imagine the following. Let's say there's 3 milliliters of urine that got absorbed onto my shirt. So we would think that even if we're going to be makel and say you don't need a revius, but still will need rov, you'll need 3.2 milliliters of water to be mevatel it. But what the Magen Avraham is saying is, again, I'm not 100% sure this is right, but this is my Havana based off of the Machtas HaShekel, is no. Let's say there was only 2 milliliters of urine. So then it would be tofeach, but not tofeach al-menas latfiach. So it's only that 1 milliliter that made it tofeach al-menas latfiach. So if I had 1.1 milliliters of water, so then a mevatel the amount of meraglin that made it tofeach al-menas latfiach. I don't actually have to be mevatel the rest of it. The baguette was mevatel the first 2 milliliters of water, right? Because if there's only 2 milliliters of water, I'd be totally okay because it wouldn't be tofeach al-menas latfiach. I only need to be mevatel the third milliliter of water, of urine. And then, so for that, I only need 1.1 milliliters of water. So you can effectively have 1.1 milliliters of water being mevatel 3 milliliters of Mei Raglayim because it's in conjunction with the Beged. So that's what it sounds like from the Machtas HaShekel.
Question?
Just 1 second. The Machtas HaShekel brings from the Chacham Tzvi that that you just need rov, and or according to what we're saying, even less than rov. The problem is, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch earlier in Aruch Chaim, when this halacha first came up, it didn't say this at all. And it's actually quite perplexing, because if you look at like the Shulchan Aruch earlier, all the Mefarshim on the page, I think even the Mishnah Berurah, none of them brought up this kula. Look at me, but in the end of the day, it seems like we basically accept that. Or the Mishnah Berurah over here, Shin Beis, Sif Katan, Nun Dalet, sounds like we accept the Chacham Tzvi, we're makel with rov, even without a revius, and maybe even you don't even need rov connected all the merit line, but just connected the amount that's making it latfiach, though probably would be pretty hard to calculate that. So essentially what we're saying is to allow for brachos, you need one of two things. There's two methods. One method is through a revius. If you have a revius of water is mevatel merit line, even if you don't have rov. The case earlier in Shulchan Aruch is talking often about like merit line in like a bowl or something. And for that, you need a revius. The second way is to be mevatel it without that. And for that, you need rov, or maybe even less than rov. And that's the kula over here. And even though we don't bring down that kula earlier in Aruch Chaim, I mean, the fact that in over here, we accept the view of Rabbeinu Tam, and we accept this position of Rabbeinu Tam that it's mutter even to simply dry your hands on the shirt, that would suggest that we paskin, you don't need a revius. So why did he say earlier in Shulchan Aruch, you need a revius? Because there, it's working by a different mechanism. Their revius works not al spittel, varaya, even if there's more than a revius of merig lime, a revius of mime is mevatalit. So there's two mechanisms. One is discussed earlier, and one is discussed over here. Moshe, go ahead.
How can you apply this in practice? How do you know if a baby urinates on a person, how do you know how much Mei Raglayim is on your shirt to be able to figure out how much? I mean, it may very well be that if it was 10 milliliters,
Usually, practically, this doesn't come if like mamish, the baby wasn't wearing a diaper and urinated all over your shirt, then the etzav, like drying your hands on the shirt, is not going to be effective, because you're not going to have rov, or you're not going to know you have rov, and like you said, it's not very practical. But it is practical if, let's say, the baby's wearing a diaper, but there's a little bit of leakage out of the diaper. We're talking about a couple of drops, not very much. That's what is actually the more common scenario. Your sleeve got a little bit of Meir Glime on it when you were changing the baby's diaper, or something like that. And in that case, then yeah, then if you dry your hands on that spot, you wash your hands are all wet, you dry your hands on that spot, that's when this would be practical. Yes.
I don't understand how this is their flip-flop. When I wash my hands with soap, the water in my hands are very fresh.
You ever launder your towels?
Yeah.
But why?
They get dirty.
Oh, but one second. You always use your
Yeah.
towel on clean hands. So why do you
It's
why
more
do
like
you?
bacteria dirty.
The point is that we call when you dry your hands, you now have dirtied the towel. Whether you see it or not, it's now in need of kibbutz, and that's why it's derech lechlo. I think sometimes also your hands aren't perfectly clean, in which case it is getting them a little dirty. The Prima Gadim is quoted by the Bir HaLacha. The Bir HaLacha is not sure it's right. Has the following nafkamina between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. The nafkamina would be, what if it's a dirty towel? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it might still be mutter, but according to the Ri, it would be aser, right? So, and I remember my grandfather used to daven in the Vishnitzer Shtiebel in the Tanya. It's a wonderful shul, but they had the most gross towel in the world. It was one of those towels in like, that's on a circle, a loop. But this was like the Minyan factory of Netanya. There's one towel for the whole shul. And they changed it like maybe once a year. I'm a Kohen, so I was realizing I had to wash my hands. This thing was so gross. So even if I could like overcome my disgust and dry my hands, so this would be a nafkamina between Ravenu Tam and the Ri, because according to the according I'm probably cleaning the towel by drying my hands on it. But in the end of the day, it is derech lechlach. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, that would be mutter, and according to the Ri, maybe it would be aser. I'm not sure, but that could be a theoretical nafkamina. Lisa, it's derech lechlach because, again, I think sometimes your hands might still be somewhat dirty. If you don't always wash your hands with lots of soap, sometimes the towel will actually clean it somewhat. And again, maybe even the fact that this is the tzura of dirtying, like I said, I won't use, I never was so machped about this, but like for some reason, like when people won't use other people's towels, right? When new guests come, you can't give them the last guest's towel. You're supposed to give them new towels, right? Why? Because they're dirty. So that's what derech lechlach means, and therefore it's true. I think Rabbeinu Tam is permitting it, even though after you dry your hands, it's not like noticeably dirty. But that still would be okay because it's derech lechlach. Yeah.
Even, I guess, two follow-up questions. Even though your kavanah is clearly to clean the Meir Glime, but let's
So
say.
that's what we're saying, but you have to say the pshat is no, your kavanah is not to clean the Meir Glaim. Your kavanah is to be mevatel the Meir Glaim. That's part of the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, and that might be why some Rishonim disagree. In other words, if your mom is dirtying the towel, then maybe nobody would disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. The point is, so there's sort of two chiddushim Rabbeinu Tam. Number one is anytime it's a tzura of dirtying as opposed to a tzura of cleaning. And B, that we see this as kavana levatel as opposed to kavana lenakos.
But no one, as far as I can remember, no one quoted as far as we're going to but it's been about them.
I don't know. I mean, that's what they said. You're coming to be mevatel the Meir Glaim. And I'll give you a shtickle, maybe one somewhat of a manifestation of that is the shaila of whether Rabbeinu Tam applies to Tzawa, where we're machmir. If you thought that all you needed is the first tzad of Darach Lichluch, so then it should be mutter even with Tzawa. And there were those that said that, but we paskin not that way. And that's because there, it's not just Kavana to be Mevatel the Tzawa, there it's Kavana to clean off the Tzawa. And that's why we're machmir in that shaila. Okay, did you have a question, Gabe? Okay. So I think there are, like we are alluding to, a couple of ways to understand the geder of the machlokas, assuming for a moment. Now, and the truth is that it's a two-way machlokas, meaning to say, as the Beis Yosef is medayik from Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, or at least the second Teretz of Tosfos, did not hold of the Riz Teretz, right? And that might even be the way we paskin. We, the Mishnah Berurah says, you shouldn't be someich on the Ri, at least if it's a Doraisa Shaila. But Pashtus, you could follow Rabbeinu Tam. So if you're mamish being melachlechet, if you're mamish making it dirty through drying your hands, then probably there wouldn't be a disagreement. Nobody would say it's aser. The question over here is that, you know, there are these two elements of chiddush in Rabbeinu Tam. And again, maybe the different versions in Rabbeinu Tam reflect whether you accept both of these chiddushim or maybe just one of them. And again, perhaps the nafka. So again, is the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam's kula because it's just kavana levatel? Is it because it's not the tzura of the malacha and the like? Possibly the nafkamina would be tzawa. And likewise, if you're mechavein lenakos, then maybe even Rabbeinu Tam would not agree. Yes.
Would there be a possibility with an understanding of Rabbeinu Tam and the tzura of the malacha that even if you're not actually dirty, the clothing, like let's say a last question that about what you have with towel. Let's say you always have soap and your hands are never dirty.
Yes.
It would still be mutter because it's just not a tzura of the malacha.
Yes. Yeah. But obviously, you know, if that was act of cleaning also, you would then it would become the tzura of malacha. But yes, I agree. That definitely might be one of the nafkaminas. And again, maybe it's a machlokas, how to understand Rabbeinu Tam, as you saw in the Beis Yosef. Initially, Beis Yosef sort of changes his mind about this, and there are different versions. And even, by the way, even though I said before that we don't paskin, we paskin, though we were willing to accept Rabbeinu Tam, we're not meiko by tzoa, even that is a big machlokas haposkim. So the Beis Yosef quotes from the Gos Mordechai in Brachos the following: Va'adaminu peregdam chata shriyach zeh yibusel zeh odafka shiyesh alav ma'atinov afak shehabeged kulam lochloch o kulo lavan, like we said, ein zeh kibos. V'libon ala lochloch v'shari v'chein hiti Rabbeinu Tam l'isha lahatil b'na tzoa al bigda b'shabes b'veis ha'knesses litol yadeha ulekaneach b'shabes makom atinov. The Magen Avraham is machmir on Nishayla, and that's also the machra of the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar Tzion. Shaar Tzion writes, "Alok sheish lav tzoa aser laviro benigov yadayim." But Nishmas Adam Chav Beis Aleph disagrees with the Magen Avraham, and also it seems like the Chay Adam Chav Daled Sifka and the Nishmas Adam Chav Os Aleph sounds like he's machria lahakel. Avnei Nezer also, Avnei Nezer writes, he quotes the Chayadam, and he says, "Lemes do chak lachalik v'lomer de meraglayim lo chashav lichluch." In other words, he thinks, what do you mean? Meraglayim isn't lichluch. Meraglayim is lichluch. So if you're going to be makel for meraglayim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you should also be makel for tzoa. Shulchan Aruch Harav disagrees among the Chassidish Rebbes, and he paskins like the Magen Avraham, and he writes, no, the difference is v'mi'eshal big dotzov v'shar davar mitunach aser lavir afilu al yedei nigu v'yadayim af shehu derech lochloch Kevan shemavir bezel lechloch yoser gadol mashegibir aglaim sheinu mavir mabeged al yidei anigov ela shemivatlam umitaram kedei sheyuchal espalo. In other words, this machlokas, possibly Rishonim b'das Rabbeinu Tam, and certainly machlokas aposkim b'das Rabbeinu Tam, is about this question itself. Is derech lichloch enough to be matir, or no? It's not enough to be matir derech lichloch. If lamaisa you're cleaning, then you're cleaning, and it's only going to be by meiraglaim where you're not really cleaning. It's just kavana. It's kavana to be mevatelet. That's where it's true. So if you're actually dealing with dirt, or tzawa, or the like, now it's true. This woman in shul might only be wanting to remove the tzawa so she could daven, but in the end of the day, she's removing the tzawa, as opposed to the case of the meiraglaim. So this is indeed l'chora. The debate, how to understand Rabbeinu Tam, I assume that we are machmir on that shaila. We follow the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that are machmir not to be makel based off of, not to be makel when there is tzawar, actual noticeable dirt that is being removed. As I said before, this nafkamina is brought down in the Bir Halacha, that Rabbeinu Tam is a kula in a sense, also chumra. I mean, is a chumra, also kula. It's a chumra in rejecting the Ri's answer. It's a kula in permitting this, and therefore the Prima Gadim writes that you shouldn't be mekel derech lichloch unless it's a beged naki. In other words, you should chap both the chumras of the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore, unless it's a beged naki, you should not, dry your hands on the beged derech lichloch. The Bir Halacha, like I said, is not so sure. Ein adavar bara kol kach. Maybe it's mutter if it's derech lichloch l'kulei alma. That's the view of the smag and the light. Okay. So the next teretz of the Rishonim. These are the two, Ri and Rabbeinu Tam are the two main terutzim. The next is the Riva. And it's not entirely clear if this is a second separate answer or not, but it might be a separate answer. So the Riva is cited by the Gos Maimonios, Perkhafes Os Hei, and cited as well in the Beis Yosef. And he writes that Shriyasu Zekibuso is only when you have Kavana Lechabes. But if you're Maskavin Ladavar Acher, then it's Mutter. The Bach brings this down from the Smag, though the Smag says more than this, but he also says this. The Gra actually sounds like he paskins this way. He writes Kain Iker. And again, it might be the Svara of the Ri, but it might be going further than the Ri. So the point is that... Now, this also could permit what Rabbeinu Tam says, right? Riva said that it's mutter if you have meraglaim on your begadim to get rid of that, to daven. Why? Mutter lasses alei mayim, even without this, like to actually pour water on it. Kedei levatlan, kevan she'enu mechavim ki im letahareim velo letzichtzuch vekibos. And he brings a raya to this from the Gemara Yuma, the Gemara Beitza. Tosis Rid also seems to say this. The Rid's lashon is shemiskavein lechabso afal pishalo kibsaso chayev deshriyaso zehu kibuso aval zesh einu miskavein lechabso laka lechayve misham kibos de eitzev hu shehu nishre b'mayim ilulei shehu tarod. The asaklat below. In other words, whatever cleanliness is happening when you're walking through the river is not something you're happy about. Now, again, you could say, okay, so it should be a psik reisha. So could be saying just a psik reisha lo nichalei, but it sounds like he's not saying that. He's saying, therefore, it's not kibus at all. And the pshat might be, because this is dafka when it comes to shriyasa zel kibuso, what makes Shriya part of Kibbutz is the Kavana. And therefore, without Kavana, so then it's not Shriya Sozeu Kibbutz. Lashon the Rashman Beitza might also sound this way, though it's not Mochrach. His Lashon is, V'gam einu miskavin lanakos ulahasir tinaf al yidei amayim upa'amim shemalach lech bekach. So he says it's einu miskavin lanakos ulahasir tinaf. Now the reason why it's mutter is because you're not mechavin lekach. And it happens to be sometimes it's malach lech. But the root of the heter is because it's einu miskavin. And again, this might be the view of the Rambam as well. The Rambam base in Ches Yodalad is matir, putting yayin on sudr. The Rambam in Yud Beis Vav says it's mutter to put mayim on the talis. And that might be why the Rambam permits this. The Gra talks about maybe where the Rambam holds like the Ri. But again, there are no limitations. You're allowed to put water on the talis, and he doesn't say dafka if the talis is clean. Now, according to this, obviously, it's going to be mutter to, I don't know, walk outside in the rain, even though your clothing are going to get all wet, right? According to the Ri, when you walk outside in the rain, will depend if your clothing are clean or dirty, right? You're leaving shul, it's pouring outside, you better check, clean or dirty. Maybe according to Rainer Town, that would also be mutter, because walking through the rain is derech luch luch. So that's that. Okay, yes?
The Shriya
isn't be'etzem, it's not in and of itself part of kibbutz. It's the first step in the process of kibbutz, and therefore when you're mechavein l'chabes al yidei Shriya, so then you're chayav. But if you're not mechabes v'mechavein to clean, you're just mechavein to walk home and it happens to be raining, so then it's going to be okay. I assume that any time you're wearing, why did you assume going through the river is derech luchluch for Rabbeinu Tam? Was it because the river's dirty, or was it because whenever you're in clothing, cleaning clothing while wearing them, or wetting clothing while wearing them, is by definition derech luchluch. That's sort of what I was assuming, and therefore even if it's in the rain, that would be true. Though you're right, it's not. No, it is derech luchluch. Your clothing, the way you clean clothing is not while cleaning while wearing, and that's because your body's dirty. The Maram. The Maram is cited by the Tour over here. Shviyazo Zel Kibuso is only for Pishtan, not for wool. The Tour wonders, Mehechatesi. Again, and therefore, how is he Miyashiv that the Gemara in Zochim that talks about Shviyazo Zel Kibuso? That's talking about linen, clothing, like the Big Day Kuna, for the most part. And when the Gemara says you could walk through the river, that's talking about wearing wool clothing. So the Tour says, Mehechatesi L'chalek, but at least that works for the Gemaras, because we'll just say that the people that were walking through the river, they happen to be wool clothing. I assume that, you know, somehow or another, this has to be rooted in the Metzius, namely that linen is somehow more affected by soaking in terms of the cleanliness than wool. And you see a similar thing in the Tosas Yeshanim and Yuma 9 Zayinim Abeis. Maybe it's because the linen clothing washed quickly. That's why you have an issue with Shriyas and Yuma. So I don't really know what the Matthias is, but somehow or another, obviously, this is rooted in some Matthias. Yeah.
I thought of that even nowadays, you know, the difference, but your wool suit, but if you can strike it, you don't clean it with water.
Right,
but the big fish
done
there or the like.
Right, I don't have any linen suits. Could be they also are dry clean only, but yeah, I mean maybe as I said, I don't know exactly what the Matthias is, but it must be that there is some.
But your wool
tits also
it doesn't go in water.
I don't know. I wash my wool tits all the time, not all the time, so often. I mean they turn, but I don't. I think they get clean. Yes.
In Hilchos of 9 days, we have halachos about linen being separate from the other garments. I think the understanding is linen is harder to clean. That's why cleaning linen doesn't accomplish much. So therefore,
Well, here I would think maybe it's the opposite, because we're saying that just putting it in water accomplishes something.
No. So linen needs more to do it. So soaking it is a necessary.
It's important. It's a necessary step. Okay,
yeah.
Could be that way also, but somehow or another. Okay, we're almost finished this. We're up to the Urei Mesteretz, which we already referred to last time. The difference between leather and other things. And as I said, the Mechaber recommends being machmer on Neshaila. That's why he says you should shake off your hands before you dry your hands on a towel, because maybe we don't accept Ri or Rabbeinu or Riva or Maran. And therefore, now it's sort of interesting then, maybe who says even a little bit wet is okay, but the Rams only machmer for a lot of water, not a little bit of water. Ashkenazim don't have that practice. I think I asked Rabbi Sarfati a while ago, and he said he doesn't even think Sfardim on machmir about that. If you use paper towels, it's probably certainly not a shayla. But that the Mechaber, sounds like it's a chumra, says it is better to follow the chumras of the Urayim. Or you could just get leather towels. I don't know how effective that is. Okay, so we'll pick up Ezra Sashem on Sunday. Shkayach.